Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we have the story of a different way of helping young people meet some of the challenges they face. The program is St. Louis Art Works, a year-round arts education program to bridge economic, racial, and social divisions through arts education. It's workforce development training for underserved youth aged 14 to 19. Joining me from the program are Priscilla Block, the executive director, Byron Rogers is a teaching artist, and Jasmine Diggs and Ariana Johnson are St. Louis Artwork apprentices. Thank you all so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Priscilla, let me begin with you and give us a bit of an overview, if you would, as to what the apprentice programs are all about.
Well, we're programs that started in 1995 to provide arts education and job training for these teens. They learn how to improve communication skills by learning to greet our guests, to explain what they're working on. They learn arts education, how to make things in different disciplines in art, from photography to sculpture and painting. And they also learn the business side of art. They learn to work with a client to complete a commission on time, to design for one, to interact with a client, and they make individual works of art. We also provide life skill training in fiscal literacy, health issues, environmental, and other skills that we think that will benefit the youth as they look for future opportunities.
So it's more than painting pictures.
It is a whole lot more than painting pictures. You can hear my apprentices laughing over there. They know that.
It sounds like a very full schedule. We'll get into that more a little bit later. I'll turn to Byron, though, an art instructor. Is that correct? What exactly
yes,
do you do? Out of all the things that Priscilla has just mentioned, it seems like, you know, there's a multitude of choices.
Well, I get the fun job. I basically get to work hands-on with the teenagers. We try to teach basic skills, art skills, composition, line, color. And from there, we have several projects that we work on. Right now, my group is working on a mural for Turner Park, which is commissioned by McCormick and Barron. So our job was to basically come up with ideas that will fit the community, that the community would accept, and then have a client meeting. So I had to prep the teams for the client meeting where we have questions, have sketches already prepared for them so we can get as much feedback from the community as we can so we can have the best product for them. So it's a 6 weeks process, and I mean, we use every bit of that 6 weeks to get it done.
This is the summertime project.
It's the summertime.
The program is year-round, but
yes, sir,
it's broken down into various segments, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah. Jasmine, let me turn to you. What brought you into this program? What got you interested in this?
Well, I learned about it from school, and I thought it was an interesting way to further my, like, learning art. And it was, and the fact that it pays, it was just a nice addition. So I just wanted to find a new place to practice doing art.
Are they working you pretty hard?
Yes, they are.
You both kind of chuckled a little bit when Priscilla was talking about all the things that you do. What specifically are you involved in?
Well, I'm with the muralist group, so...
You're with Byron here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So right now we do painting, we have to sketch, do the mock-up, research to go into the mural. So we have a lot of, like, small things that go together to make the mural.
Are you enjoying it and liking it as much as you thought you might when you signed on?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now let's... now it's your turn. What brought you into the program?
I really like art since I was younger, and after hearing that it's a paying job, I thought that was just a really good chance. Like, I thought it was a really good opportunity to further my techniques, learn about different techniques from other people. And
it sounds like art is something, Ariana, that you have been interested in prior to this. Is this something you would pursue, do you think, beyond the summer?
I believe so, uh-huh. Yes.
We're talking about art as in drawing pictures of things?
Mostly sketching and painting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Priscilla, what kind of talent did these young ladies have?
They have exceptional talent. I've been watching both of them in their different groups, working on painting this mural and individual paintings as well, also being able to show leadership to the other youth that are new in the program and pass down what they know, maturing quite a bit over the year that we've had them with us to accept critique from their artists for improvement, and that's a big jump in learning to get better. And I've been watching Ariana with sculpture this past summer, where she's created some wonderful pieces, the one of which is a little lending library that we will have available for sale with other artwork tomorrow.
Yeah. I will point out that you're having this event tomorrow that will give an opportunity for you and the young ladies and everybody to show their wares, correct?
That's right.
We'll give the details on that in a moment. Both of the young ladies mentioned a stipend. Where does that come from, and what are we talking about?
Well, we do include in the cost of providing this program to each youth a stipend that's based on an hourly figure, and we include it in all of our grant requests. It's usually something that funders like to see in there. They like to know that part of what they're giving to us goes to supporting the kids, which in turn goes to supporting their personal needs and their family needs. It's also a wonderful opportunity for us to bring in fiscal literacy skills. Each of them must have their own bank account to be paid. They get paid through an automatic deposit into their account. So for a lot of them, it's their first job. For many of them, it's their first source of credit. And that's a really important thing for them to understand and learn about. And each year, I'm really surprised at how much interest they show in that and how much they pay attention when we have our people from Wells Fargo Advisors come over and talk about credit with all of the kids.
Ariana, are you learning financial matters through this? Do you feel that you've learned something during the course of the summer?
Yes. Right. Last year, we had a financial class basically after work, and I learned a lot about that. It was pretty.
So this is your second year with
Artworks? 2.5 years, yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So people can do it, obviously, more than 1 year.
Yes, some of them will be with us for up to 4 different years, which would mean 12 different sessions, and some of them are here only once. Our mission is that they are getting improved future opportunities. And so if they move on after one session to a different job that's paying more or to a different experience that gives them a different well-rounded view on what they want to do in their future, that's great. Mm-hmm. If they want to continue staying with us and they've been recommended by their teaching artist to come back, then we're more than happy to have people return and be leaders to the next group coming in.
See, I made an assumption here that was just a one-shot deal, but that is most interesting. We'll learn that you can come back for more. Jasmine, how's your financial literacy as a result of all of this?
Well, I've learned a lot about budgeting and time, money management, as well as time management. So I think the classes and workshops are really helpful.
Is this your first year? Are you a returnee?
Well, it's my second year.
So you're vets at this sort of thing. Byron, let me come back to you because Priscilla mentioned something that we ought to talk about, and that is you as an instructor recommending that people come back. Are you looking for real talent here? Do you think people, a talent that can be nurtured?
We look for talent, but we also look for those students that are eager to learn. So not all of our apprentices have a strong technical skill. But what we look for, because it is first a job training, so, and the fortunate thing is it's in art. So that's the plus for us. But with a lot of our apprentices, I say at least 80% of our apprentices are artists or have a future or want a future in art. But we have a 20% that comes in and they train, they work hard. I have a few guys in my program now that they work hard. They may not be the best artists or technician, but they come in, they're ready to work, and they're ready to learn. And like we said, with our different job readiness skills that we have every week life skills. So they learn more about how to their day-to-day, you know.
What does art in and of itself, just taking the art part here, what does that have that really is an advantage to you as a teacher and to the young people as a teaching tool? What does it provide? Is there anything specific or unusual about that?
For me, my background is education, so I'm an art teacher by trade. So I'm very biased to art because I feel art gives you those skills to see things, have an open mind, to patience is one thing that I really push with my apprentices. Today we're living in a world that everything has to be fast-paced. Everything has to be done right now. It's a micro world. So with art, it kind of slows things down. Gives we learning math skills. We really reinforce math skills, measuring these students on not only are they producing artwork, but they have to learn how to frame their work. So they have to learn how to measure, how to cut their mats. So they're learning little basic skills. Also, we're talking about color, how color is affected by light. So if you paint a picture, how is that affected by light? We have to think about natural. So we go outside. We look at photographs. We look at how light affects color, a shape. So we really go in deep with these young people mm-hmm. to understand that art is just not about painting pictures and everything's all hunky-dory, but it's about really learning a skill, a lifelong skill, because even if you don't go into art in the future, you're going to have a business or you're going to have a home. You want your home to have some type of decorum, so it's good to have those basic foundation skills.
Jasmine, did it come as a surprise to you as to how much there is to learn or how much can be learned from what you're doing?
Well, I don't think so because I've been studying art a lot on my own since I was young, so I was excited to see how much more there was to learn when I got there.
Ariana, how about you?
I learned a lot about just basically the colors, all the different
aspects of art?
Yeah, all the different aspects of art mainly. And because I am self-taught, but mm-hmm. I didn't really know everything about art until I came to St. Louis Artworks.
But have you been aware through this process that you're learning more than how to paint a picture or
yes.
do sculpture work?
Mm-hmm.
Such as? We'll take a break, and you can think about that. We'll do that and come back and continue our conversation. We're talking about the St. Louis Artworks Apprentice Program that is currently underway. This current segment is about to end, I think, tomorrow with a special event we'll tell you about when we come back. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Now back to our conversation about the St. Louis Artworks Program. With me in studio, Priscilla Block, Executive Director of the program. Byron Rogers is a teaching artist there. And we have two apprentices from the program, Jasmine Diggs and Ariana Johnson. Ariana, let me come back to you. You've given some thought to some of the other things that maybe you haven't thought about too much that are things that you've learned as a result of the program.
I've learned how to use new tools and also about the different commissions and clients. I never knew that there was so much art in St. Louis.
So there's a lot more to it than you anticipated coming into the program.
Yes.
Priscilla, you also mentioned something off the air that I need to know more about, and that's the fact that there is a health component to all of this.
Art is a very good way to explore mindfulness and a healthy outlook on life. We have an art therapist on staff that helps work with these youth to explore things going on in their world that they're maybe not able to put into words, but they can draw or express themselves through art. It's also a way to be meditative. So it is, as Byron says, a way to slow down, which is definitely a health benefit. As a matter of fact, our largest source of funding comes through mental health.
Byron, I'll come back to you because there is also a community aspect of this, and that is making young people, such as the two young ladies who are with us today, better citizens, better members of the community, and leaders of the community, correct?
Correct. That's the goal. Especially with our commission and the commissions I've had in the past is dealt with community. We go into the community, we talk with community people, and then the young people get to see how they fit into that community and what they do has an effect on their community. And that's one of the goals I seek as a personal artist and as a teaching artist, is to show that they have more value than what they come in with and what they believe they have. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of social aspects that happen, because the interaction, you have to get them used to talking to people from different backgrounds, different eras. And so it's a challenge at times, but once they get into it, once they start asking questions and you just start seeing that interaction, you start seeing that excitement, you start seeing that they understand that they play a big part in this project or whatever project that they are working on will stay in the community for a long time, and many people will see it.
Well, let's ask the young ladies what they have learned. Jasmine, what have you learned about this sense of community in your almost 2 years in the program?
Well, I've met a lot of new people through the program who I probably wouldn't have met otherwise. So it's given me a lot of exposure to new communities and new types of people. So it's helped me, like, communicate with people and learn how to understand people in different situations.
All right. Ariana, how about you?
I've learned how to work with other people, mainly different ages.
How about understanding your community, understanding where you live and the way people live and their hopes and desires, things like that? Is that anything that you deal with at all that maybe is more important to you now than it might have been?
Well, I think the whole community aspect of it is really nice, because we get to see how, like, when we talk to clients, we get to see how they feel about their community. And sometimes the way they feel is different than the way the community looks to us as outsiders. So it gives us a broader perspective.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, that's kind of what I was getting at and hoping that what would come out of this. Byron, I come back to you because I want to talk about that mural, because I think maybe this is the place to be talking about. What is the mural going to depict?
Well, this mural will depict the history of the Vandevender neighborhood, the history. A lot of things have been torn down. A lot of history has been kind of hidden. And so what we did was sat down with the Congress, well, different aldermen. We sat down with community leaders in the community, and they gave us a lot of history and gave us names. So the Apprentice went back and did their research, and they found out some of the entertainers that they hear, like Tina Turner, Cab Calloway.
You're going back.
Right. Yeah. And we had to find images. That was the hard part, images. So we can depict a lot of the history, that good foundation that came out of that neighborhood. But this mural also depict a little bit of the downfall of the neighborhood. Crime came in, and they stressed that at one time this community was beautiful, wonderful, entertainment, movie theaters, the Comet Theater, different places like that, and then something happened in the neighborhood, and kids all were asking, what happened, and they went into detail. So we try to depict that little section of that transition, but also with that transition showing that future and how McCormick and Byrne is coming back in, putting resources back into the neighborhood, revitalizing a lot of the homes that are in the neighborhood, and how some of the community people are now getting that empowerment to say, hey, we want to take care of our neighborhood. We want to push crime out and push more beauty in. So we're hoping that this mural help depict that and help reinforce that, so anybody coming into the neighborhood and remind the people that's in the community that they are empowered to make change.
Jasmine and Ariana, I'll ask each of you, had you ever heard of Cab Calloway or Tina Turner before this project?
I have, actually. I'm a fan of a lot of older music because my parents are older.
Well, I would hope so. Well, good for you. It's good for you. You want to look back, because the entertainers of today are standing on the shoulders of the people who came before, right? How about you, Ariana?
I like older music.
Do you? Mm. Good for you. Well, I'm delighted
to hear
that.
So she's got a different client, and it's not with the mural group. So we have the America Central Port as a client. We have American Water Company as a client. So they're meeting a whole lot of different communities and learning a lot about not only Turner and Turner Park, but about the Missouri River watershed, about the importance of America's central port to this region. So they get a very broad spectrum of experiences within the program.
Yet another lesson. History is also part of what this is all
and
about.
And the environment. Yeah.
Priscilla, let me come back to you as our time begins to wind down. You're working with a number of different organizations. Tell us something about the partnerships that are part of this program.
Well, this summer we're working once again for, I think, probably at least the 17th year with the St. Louis Art Museum. And so the St. Louis Art Museum is a supporting partner where they help cover the salary of one of the teaching artists. They also cover field trips to the museums, to the museum. And so all of the youth in our program this summer have had an opportunity to go there and visit and see collections that might be specific to the kind of art discipline they're working with. We partner with Wells Fargo Advisors, who brings in their young employees leadership group to teach lessons in fiscal literacy. We have partnered in the past with UMSL. We've partnered with Washington University, SIUE, to help locate and find teaching artists and what they do. This fall, we have a new partnership that I'm excited about, and it's the Challenger Learning Center, where we'll partner with them to do robotics.
Ah, a lot of lessons there, I'm sure, in today's world. There's no question about that. All of the funding come from grants? Is that basically the way it works?
I think I would call it about 87% coming from maybe 85% grants, about 5 or 6% individuals, and the other is earned revenue that we make off of our commissions. Hmm.
Well, speaking of commissions, let me, as we wind this down, point out that the St. Louis Artworks Celebration and Summer Sale, which is what you're calling it, obviously, takes place tomorrow from 11 to 2 at the St. Louis Artworks at 5959 Del Mar, right?
That's correct, and it's air-conditioned, and we'll have a food truck there.
And things will be for sale, some of the work that
beautiful,
these youngsters have done.
Reasonably priced work with excited youth to show it.
All righty. Well, we'll have all of the information about that on our website. Do you have a final thought, Byron, you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Just come out and join us tomorrow from 11 to 2. We look forward to everybody coming out and supporting these young people.
Jasmine, final thought?
I'm just excited about the sale as well.
You're going to be there?
Yes, I will.
You better be. Ariana, how about you?
I'm excited.
All righty. Well, we are too. I want to thank you all so much for being with us. Priscilla Block, Byron Rogers, Jasmine Diggs, and Ariana Johnson, all from Artworks. Hope you have a great day tomorrow. And thanks for mentioning the air conditioning. That will help draw a crowd, I'm sure.
Thank you so much.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.